What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm Jedi, and with me always is Houdini and Deepaw. What's poppin', boys?
Yo, what's going on, my guys? How we doing?
Not much. Doing great. How you boys doing?
I think it's in my head right now, but I feel like I have such a raspy voice. I don't know why I have a raspy voice right now. I feel fine. I don't feel sick, but I don't know.
Were you screaming over the weekend or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Attend any concerts?
No, but I don't know. I guess we'll just go with it, though. I feel like I sound different, but you guys told me I didn't. But just in case everybody's wondering, like, who the heck is this different guy that is talking right now?
It is Jedi. Great.
Oh, thank you. But today we're going to continue with our baseball preview heading into the 2024 season. Today we're going to be talking about predicting the divisions for the American League. I will start with the AL East, which I think we can all in unison agree that this is definitely going to be the most competitive division in the American League. And I will start with this. It'll be a shocker to you all, but I believe that the American League East champions are going to be the New York Yankees of 2024. You all are smiling already.
I was wondering.
But look, I think this is the division that is not going to be won by a lot of games whatsoever. It's going to come down to the last week of the season, maybe even the last series of the season. And I think it's probably, if I had to guess, going to be a 3-game difference. However, the Yankees addition with Soto, and I think we keep talking about them potentially getting Blake Snell, then I'm all in. But just the Soto, I think is just so crucial. And after watching him play spring training in pinstripes, go Oppo Taco, I'm all in. And let me tell you one thing. Houdini, you can attest to this for me. I hate that they're reeling me back in, but they always find a way. They always find a way to reel you back in. But let me tell you, Birdland is very scary in this division, and they're going to be a rival for this season and many seasons to come.
Dude, being a Yankee fan is like being an active addiction. It's like,
keep like, coming back.
Yeah, like you quit every October. And then you just relapse every March. It's so annoying.
It's sickening.
But I do think you're insane. All right. So my AL East is the Baltimore Orioles. I'm going against you as of right now. If Blake Snell signs with the Yanks, part of me will change it. But dude, the Orioles are just so loaded. They got the ace that they were looking for. It's hard for me to go against a team that's like young and hungry and had a wonderful season last year just to get smacked in the mouth in the postseason. So yeah, I think it's the O's, man.
I'm with you, Dino, and it's going to be interesting to see how they deal with the expectation. Like, everyone thought they'd be decent last year. I don't think people were expecting that turnaround and that rebuild to happen so quickly. So seeing what they deal with expectations of winning that division, I think a lot of people are going to pick them, or like Jedi pick the Yanks. I'm with you. I think it's those, but never sleep on the Rays, man. I feel like these are the years where the Rays are completely a complete afterthought. Nobody thinks they're going to do anything, that the Rays will like sneak in there right at the last second to win the division.
I think it's just you don't think of the Rays, though, because they got rid of Tyler Glass now, who is obviously their ace. Manuel Margot is gone now. Wander Franco is MIA. We don't know. Is he ever even caught? We don't even know. But you know what I mean? Like, that team was dismantled over the past year.
But these are the times they're going to have another. We've talked about it ad nauseum. They're going to have another prospect that's going to get called up, that's going to start balling out, or even somebody you haven't even heard of.
More than likely, someone out of the pen. But
I mean, true. Junior Caminero will probably be the new face of their franchise.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, they clearly were trading away a lot of guys. Obviously, most of it was probably due to finances with Tyler Glass now. They normally always sign these guys for a big deal, and then right when they're about to hit that, like, over $10 million mark, see you later.
I'm not looking at Manuel Margot and Tyler Glass now as, like, staples to a baseball team winning a division.
And I'm for the Tampa Bay Rays, I am.
I'm never counting out Kevin Cash. I think he's the best manager in baseball.
Moving over, the American League Central Division predictions. This one's really easy for me. I didn't really have a hard time doing this one. Just because this division is just full of, like, not very talented teams. we've said it before, I have a real problem with the postseason structure specifically because of this division, but I'm going to go with the Minnesota Twins. I think that they didn't play up to expectations last year, but I think that they do a little bit better this year. D-Paul, you mentioned it a few podcasts or last podcast when we were talking about Cy Youngs. They got Pablo Lopez. I think that's a really big arm there. I don't really think that this division in general has a whole lot of talent. You know, the Royals have like Bobby Witt, the Guardians have Jose Ramirez. And I feel like every team kind of has like one guy. Twins have a few guys. I don't know. I think they put something together. I don't really have a lot to say again, just because I think this division is not competitive at all. And it's almost a little uninteresting to watch unless you're a fan of the team.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you and I hate the fact that we're agreeing, but like the AL Central is bad. It's bad baseball. Now, their pitching staff is really good. So do I think that they have potential to pull a first round upset over somebody? Yeah, I do. But they should run through that division.
No, clean sweep. I think it is the Twinkies, you know, just on a player level too. Byron Buxton is supposedly healthy, so that's always been the MO though. He balls out and then he gets hurt in the middle of the year, so hopefully he can stay healthy. But Royce Lewis, man, blew up last year, hit, I think, just over 300, hit 15 jacks, and was hitting moonshots too. Like, these were statement home runs that he was hitting. So look for him to take the next step. I think he's a real big up-and-comer too. So I think they walk away with it. But Cleveland, just like the Rays, man, they always seem to stick around. So can never really bet on them, bet against them, even if they have a shitty name.
Yes, I do agree with you that I think that the Guardians will be, if the Twins don't get it, definitely in that second place spot. I think the White Sox have been totally dismantled. And it seems like
the Royals are going to be anything great. Like they locked up Bobby Witt, but short of that, they really don't have much.
The last division in the American League West, I have the Texas Rangers winning the American League West in the 2024 season. I think that this is finally the year that they take over this division from the Houston Astros. They came really close last year. We were talking about it so often about, are they going to choke? Are they going to blow it? They had a lead, I think, up until the last 2 weeks of the season. They did choke. They had really bad bullpen issues, but I think that they have addressed that this offseason. I know some teams have that championship hangover, but I don't think that they will, because they're all fairly young, and I think this team will continue to be good. I know some people are going to say, well, you lost Jordan Montgomery. It looks like they're not going to re-sign them. He was a huge staple to that rotation in the second half. Although I agree, the Houston Astros are getting very old very quickly. I think that Altuve is getting up there in age. People may not like this, but it's a fact that players that are shorter don't really last longer because they have a lot more wear and tear on their body. Dustin Pedroia is a prime example of that. Justin Verlander is getting up there in age. We saw last season where he kind of wasn't that Cy Young that we've seen him in the past few years. You have Lance McCullers, who's always getting injured, and you have a very old Jose Abreu at first base. I just think they're getting up there in age, so I think that the Rangers are going to take it from them.
While the Rangers are the clear-cut favorite, and they seem to be the organization right now that is just turning out studs from their farm system, right? Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford both are absolute dudes, both probably candidates for Rookie of the Year. But I'm still going to go with Houston. And it's not necessarily about what Texas can do. It's more or less what Houston has done. And I'm just going with an aging veteran team mixed in with some young bucks. Like, we can't say Yordan's old. We can't say Tucker's old. Like, those guys are going to provide some serious power in the middle of that order. And I just feel like when you want to take something from a team as good as the Astros, you have to play better than them for a full 162 games. And I don't think they can do that, especially with the Astros, obviously, going and getting the bullpen help that they needed and signing Hader. I just feel like they've addressed the needs that they've needed. But this season, I still think it belongs to the Astros.
Nice, nice. And it is tough. You bring up a great point with the Astros and just doing it for so many years, too. You can't be discounted. It's just it's a winning organization now, you know. Regardless of the cheating allegations and how much they've cheated, they've always seemed to win. So I'm going to go with the Oakland Athletics. I think they really bounced back before the move to Vegas. I think I got to go Rangers. And I think Dino, you touched on them, Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford. I think that's the spark that they're going to need. I think Carter's going to be up on day one, and I think he's just going to mash. And I think Langford comes along a little bit as well. I think they just need to right the ship until they get Scherzer back, they get Seager back. I know it may be a couple months into the year before they come back, but you're adding two bona fide stars once they do. I think, you know, that late season push or that mid-season push, you know, in July, I think is going to get him over the hump.
We will see. I'm surprised that more of us didn't go for the Oakland Athletics. So that was a good pick in the beginning, Deepaw. I did appreciate that. But we will see. I think one thing's for sure, the way that we're all talking, is that the AL West champ will be homed in Texas.
Yeah, for sure. And I want the Mariners to finally break through. I just don't think it's the year. I think they just don't have quite enough. I think they make it. You're talking about the AL East being pretty competitive. I think this is going to be a pretty competitive division.
I do. And actually, a little side point, I actually think that the Seattle Mariners window is actually closing, which I think is kind of maybe a little crazy to say. But, and I know Julio's really young, but it's like, what are you really building Gilbert around him?
Yep. Gilbert and Kirby, too. Yeah, you got three studs right there.
I mean, you're not going to be able to keep them all.
It's hard to say. I would argue that their window's not even open.
I would say that then, true. Yeah, I would agree with that.
We don't quite have the complementary to those three studs. Like,
I understand where you're going with it, but I'm going with like the angle of you haven't gotten to that window yet for it to open. Therefore, you can never necessarily close it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're in a championship window right now. They have some pieces there. Like the Ohtani piece would have changed my mind completely. That we talked about that a million times. That was what they were missing.
I wanted that so bad.
And that would have changed my answer for who's AL West. The Astros window is closing. That's for sure. I agree with that. Right. I do think the Astros window is closing. I think it's closing really fast. But I think the Mariners are kind of scratching the surface to the point where I think in a couple years that might be a Mariners Rangers race nonstop, and the Astros then would drop to three.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it for the Astros, though, even though their window's closing, they got the job done. They won 2 years ago. So, yeah. All right. So here's our predictions for the National League divisions. We're going to start with the NL East first. I've got the Atlanta Braves. It's not a real hard pick for me for this division here, but I do think the Phillies are really talented, and the Marlins and the Mets will probably not be able to compete with this division to win the division. I think that they're going to be fighting for a playoff spot, more the Marlins. I think the Mets, not so much. But I will say, just to wrap this up, because I don't think there's a whole lot to talk about here, I do think that there's a division team, and then also two other teams will make the playoffs. And I believe those two teams are going to be the same as last year, the Phillies and the Marlins.
No, yeah, I think the Bravos are definitely the clear-cut favorite to win it. I think the Mets are going to be a little bit better than last year. I know that's not saying much, but I think they're going to be above 500 this year. I think it's going to be a really tough division. I think it's going to be one of the best divisions in baseball. I love the Marlins being sneaking in their way too, Jedi.
I just want to add one more thing too. I really think that the Marlins, they did well last year. They made the playoffs last year. For some reason though, I just feel like the Tim Anderson signing and with Jazz Chisholm on that same team is going to hurt them. I think both of them are not team guys. I don't think that's really that controversial of a statement. It's kind of been proven by the way that they act on the field and through stories that we've heard throughout the media. I think it's going to affect the clubhouse a lot. So if one team does fall out of this, out of the three that I picked to make the playoffs, I do think it's for the Marlins for more of just the camaraderie in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you there, actually. I think if you can back it up on the field, the off the field stuff will kind of figure itself out. I've said it before. I think the Tim Anderson signing is really good for them just because they didn't have a shortstop. And I do think he does provide some electricity in that lineup, in that stadium. And I do think it's a good fit baseball wise for them. Can I see it being an issue in the clubhouse? Yeah, I can. But I think the on the field stuff is more important. And when you start looking at that lineup top to bottom, it's starting to fill out a little bit. But yeah, the NL East champs is going to be the Atlanta Braves. I do think Spencer Strider does win the Cy Young. So obviously that's going to help. He was a 20-game winner last year. I think he's going to be a 20-game winner this year. When you look at that roster top to bottom, there's everything you possibly need. There's extra base hits. There's speed. There's small ball if they need it. I do think the Phillies will be tight on their back. I just feel when you get down to September, I think the Braves are more complete than the Phillies. I do think the Phillies get in, and I think they're a really dangerous club, but I think the Braves walk away with the NL East.
Up next, we got the National League Central Division. The Chicago Cubs are going to win the NL Central in 2024. Look, the re-signing of Cody Bellinger makes me think that they're, one, going to have the same offensive production as last year, but now they have a better rotation. They signed Ibnaga. I might have mispronounced that. Sorry if I did, but he's nicknamed the throwing philosopher. We've talked about him a few times on this podcast. Look, they won the division last year. They got better with small signings. However, though, if the Cincinnati Reds add another piece, like a Snell, like a Bauer, I think that they could steal this division easily. They have De La Cruz, Hunter Green, Jonathan India, Matt McClain, a real young core there. They added Jamer Candelario. And even if they bring back Trevor Bauer, I mean, that's a real big threat there. They played some real good baseball last season. But to be honest with you, I do think that the Cards, the Pirates, the Brewers, I think they're kind of out of it. The Brewers went backwards. They lost Corbin Burns. The Pirates are still young. They had moments last year of really good baseball, but I just don't think they can compete long-term with the Cubs or the Reds. And then the Cardinals, I just feel like they're missing a lot of pieces. They have really good players, but they just have very vacant holes on their roster.
The NL Central champ will be the Cincinnati Reds, mainly just because that division is so wide open. Those guys are so young that I really feel that this is the year that they probably take a step. This is the time to do it. I do agree that the pitching staff needs a piece. I don't know who that piece is, but if they become buyers at the deadline, that team can be very scary.
I like the Reds move a lot. Dino, you touched on if they can add and be buyer. If they add Trevor Bauer, they catapult to winning that division, in my opinion. The NL Central champion will be the St. Louis Cardinals. They're going to go from worst to first. They were 70. I had to look it up. They were 71-91 last year. They're 20 games under 500 for a team that has dominated that division for 30 years almost. They're going through a transition year, and that transition year was losing Yadier Molina. You know, when you have players like Goldschmidt and Arenado, you think that they can just pick right back up. But when you lose a clubhouse guy like that, and then Wainwright clearly wasn't himself, the dominant force that he had been his entire career. Wilson Contreras was kind of playing in the outfield, didn't know where to put him. I think they have a bounce back year because that division is wide open. And sleeper pick, I got to go with my Pirates. I know the Reds are going to be good, and the Reds kind of remind me of what I want the Pirates to be, young and electric and have a young ball players all over the field succeeding. But look out for the Bucks, man. They've added a couple good pieces. I've talked about a couple of them at a previous podcast, but those pieces I think are actually going to get them over the hump. I think they're going to be above 500 this year.
I hope they are. I think it's fun when the Pittsburgh Pirates make the playoffs. Those years when it was the Reds and the Pirates in the wild card for, I believe that maybe like that 3-year span was awesome.
It's electric.
One of the best clips in the world is the whole Johnny Cueto thing. Pittsburgh fans getting in his head.
Amazing.
Drop it down in the comments, though, on who you think is going to win the National Central Division. We want to hear from you. And the last one, obviously, is the National League West Division. This one is real easy for me, because if this team does not win this division, it is going to go down as the biggest flop maybe in sports. The Los Angeles Dodgers, with the amount of money and talent they have invested into this team, there is nothing less that is expected than one winning the World Series at this point, but absolutely winning the division. And so I don't really think there's a whole lot to talk about there, but I do think that the wild card is really interesting in this division specifically. We have the Giants, D-backs, who went to the World Series last year, and the Padres, who I think are all in contention, except for the Colorado Rockies. They're not even going to be thought about at all. I do think the D-backs make a great push. Obviously, went to the World Series last year. They have a young core. They added to their National League championship squad Eduardo Rodriguez, Randall Grichuk, Jock Peterson. Notice a theme here, people. These are all veteran guys with all playoff experience here. I think their leadership is going to be instrumental for this team, and maybe even bring back an old friend, D-backs. Trevor Bauer, adding that to your rotation. so threatening. Their rotation right now is Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, who are both studs, Eduardo Rodriguez, Brandon Fight. I don't know how you say his last name, but he had an unbelievable playoff run, showed real good signs of greatness. And then you have Ryan Nelson, who's shown some flashes of pretty good stuff too. But you add Bauer to this, you're talking about one of the best rotations in baseball here. So I'd be real scared. Padres gone backwards. There's some just real big internal issues there. Tatis not getting along with Manny Machado. Bob Melvin, who's an unbelievable manager, walks away only after a year and then goes to a division rival and managing the San Francisco Giants this year. A lot of problems there. Hot mess. I don't see them really doing anything there, but they still got a great squad. And then the Giants kind of always seem like they're just there. I don't really know what to expect from the Giants this year. I think they're an average ball club, but if they go on a run, would it shock me? No, but do I have them as any sort of threat at the start of this season? No.
The NL West champ is 100% going to be the Dodgers. I don't think it's close. Matter of fact, I think they're going to win 120 games.
Wow. And
yes.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I think they win 120 games. I'll be shocked if they don't. Having said that, they're dealing with some injuries. You don't know what Walker Buehler is going to return back to. So there are questions regarding the Dodgers that make me wonder if they're as good as what they are on paper. That's the only question I have. And we'll find out. And the reason why I think they win 120 games is because I think they absolutely roll through the NL Central. I'm not saying that's a bad division, but I just think they roll through a couple of these divisions to just get cupcake wins. I think the Padres are horrendous. It's just my opinion. I think the Padres are horrendous. I think
talent or internal?
Internal, I think they have the talent to do it, but it's been 2 or 3 years now that talent hasn't gotten anywhere. And you had Soto on that roster last year. Offensively, when you looked at that roster last year, it was made up to have success. It didn't. Whether you have internal problems or not, the on-field stuff's not working either. I think they're on the same level as the Rockies, to be honest with you. I don't ever want to talk about the Padres because I think it's a disaster. And the fact that they didn't re-sign Snell blows my mind because I do think they need pitching help more than anything.
No, you both bring up great points. And Houdini, you touched on one of them that I wanted to bring up was the win total that you guys were thinking for them. Because I'm thinking they're going to be favored in basically every single game that they're going to play this year. So with that in mind, what – in your like honest opinion, do you think 120, 130? Like, what's the number that you think in your head? And then if they don't hit that absurd number that we're thinking, 120, 130, automatically the season's, you know, disappointing in a point of view. So I think that expectation of we're going to be favored in every game. We should win every game. We have the most talented roster in the world in any sport, in my opinion. The collection that they have is unbelievable. I think that starts to wear on them. Maybe at some point in the year, I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know if it'll be the beginning, middle, end of the year, but that will come back to haunt them. It's a long season. Injuries pop up. Crazy stuff happens. That's why the NL West champion will be the Arizona Diamondbacks. Jedi, you touched on a lot of these players. I think you're stealing my notes again from last podcast. Zach Gallen. You got Merrill Kelly, Brandon Fad. They signed Eduardo Rodriguez, who was a pretty damn good last year. I think he was like sub 3 ERA in a resurgent year. So that's a good signing for him. Ketel Marte's a stud. Eugenio Suarez, who absolutely mashes, and he's going to absolutely mash in Arizona. The ball flies out of that ballpark. And then Corbin Carroll. I think he has another huge year. And I picked him in a previous podcast as the possible NL MVP. I think he's going to have an MVP caliber type year.
Well, Vegas has the Dodgers over under at 103.5.
I'm shocked. I would have thought, I know that's still like starting at 100. I would have guessed 110.
And that's why, right. And
Vegas always knows, man.
And that's what I was going to say is like that 103.5, there's some logic behind it on their end. They don't just put that line up there. So I do expect a lot of people to slam that over.
Well, and the public will be all over that, but the sharps are going to crush it. They're going to make up on that.
I if they go 102 and 60, don't be surprised. A lot of people are going to be
most in baseball, right?
Yeah, I believe it's the most in baseball. Like the Diamondbacks are 83.5. So, yeah. and that's what the assumption
right there. Yeah, one game.
Yeah, and that's with the assumption that they're going to get banged a little bit by the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be an interesting division, but obviously, I think the Diamondbacks. I don't want to call them a dark horse or a sleeper because they got to the World Series last year. We talked about it a long time ago. If they spent money, it was going to be dangerous. And them dudes spent money this summer, winter.
They did. And they expanded on it, which is nice to see. AKA yeah. the Marlins, when they make it to the World Series, they just absolutely dismantle anybody with talent on their team. They did it both times. So good for the D-backs, too. So we're happy to see that definitely as baseball fans. But who do you think is going to win the National League West Division in the MLB in 2024? There's a lot of questions that we raised. What do you disagree with? What do you agree with us? Put it down in the comments. And who do you think is going to win that division? We want to hear from you. We'll give you a shout out next podcast on here. We'll be right back.